interview and your clothes weren't in very good shape, you might go out and buy a brand.
What's that?
If a person had an important interview or something and his clothes weren't in very good shape, you have to go out and buy a brand.
New suit.
What's that?
Suit.
They say the whole thing. A brand.
A suit of clothes.
Okay. And so, if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Well, we used to say cram things,
mm-hmm. So it makes your pockets...
Well, we don't say suit yet. Because I think we just call it... I don't know what I was talking about. It said the same. It wasn't bulging out.
Mm-hmm.
It was poop shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. And, he said that shirt used to fit me until I washed it in it.
Draw it up.
Or another word for that, I washed it in it. And he said, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has.
Fuck up.
And I hope this new shirt will.
Fuck.
And so...
Well, now listen, let me tell you something. Now that's the words that they use. Well, that word shrunk up.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, that shirt shrunk.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say up?
No.
Say it first. If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
If you say that about a man, a man likes to dress up.
Yeah.
True, how she spends her life on in front of the mirror, you know, fixing her hair. Hmm?
Uh-huh.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah. I'd have to say the same thing.
Any other expressions, put up or dress up? Any other expressions?
Well, I know that the word tramp wouldn't be the word to use. It'd be spending a lot of time dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
But the words that I was learned and come up using, I would use that same term with a woman and a man.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that people used to carry money in.
Well, now listen, I'll tell you what. I don't care what it was, a woman or a man or what. It was a pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't use the word purse many times. No, as long then they didn't use billfolds.
Mm-hmm.
Or wallets.
Mm-hmm.
It was pocketbooks.
What did it look like?
Well, it didn't matter what it was. If a woman had what we call a purse today,
mm-hmm.
or if, well, I've got what I call a billfold today, it was just a pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman's pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then they knew what they're talking about. They didn't expect it to be a wallet.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, here's a man's pocketbook. Well, I knew it was something.
Mm-hmm.
But very few times I heard the word of any of these other terms used, purse or wallet or vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Just pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. And something that a woman might wear around her wrist, piece of jewelry.
Bracelet.
And say she had a lot of little things strung up together around her neck, you think?
Mm-hmm.
You call that a, what, a beach?
A string of beads.
And
I'm going to tell you something about that. Well, maybe they did, but it was a common thing back that I knew about when I come up. And I didn't see much jewelry other than beads was very expensive. But if you got metal and jewelry like that, it was more expensive and didn't see much good. But I never did any kind of jewelry like that. It was beads.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know that a woman was going to be dressed up if she had beads on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I knew about. Very little bit about jewelry. I mean, necklaces, that was getting used at
all. Mm-hmm. And it's something that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Any other name for that?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. I believe that calluses, oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, calluses. Hey, you know, that was more common than suspenders once.
It was?
Yeah, now let me tell you how that associated that. Now, overall, some of them back then.